It's no secret that large public works projects often end up costing more than they're originally planned to be. So the recent completion of the first span of the Governor Mario M. Cuomo Bridge, replacing the Tappan Zee Bridge across the Hudson River, on time and on budget at a cost of $4 billion, gave New York Governor Andrew Cuomo something to crow about. He gave much of the credit to the so-called design-build process, whose adherents say it streamlines the procurement process, prevents the kind of runaway costs that have plagued projects like Honolulu Rail. We asked Tom Diersbach, Vice President of Hensel Phelps Construction, to help us understand just what design-build is.
Design-build is an alternative procurement method to the traditional design-bid-build process that we've been using for decades. Mm-hmm. And it was created to basically streamline the process of getting a building completed by integrating the design and the construction into one single source, having one team that provides an owner both the design and the construction, thus eliminating an owner from being in between the architect and the contractor. Mm-hmm. So it's just an alternative procurement method that is out there that probably gets used on maybe 30% to 40% of the projects across the country.
Design bid build means that by the time somebody like you, a contractor, comes along, you're essentially told what it is that the client or the government, whoever, wants built.
Correct. And there's usually very little involvement by the contractor until that point. So typically, in a design bid build, the owner and the architect produce a set of documents that the contractor doesn't see for the first time until it comes out to bid.
By which time, a lot of things are locked in terms of cost.
Correct. And you lose some of the factors that a contractor can bring into a job, their expertise on construction means and methods or materials used or a better mousetrap, if you will, on how to build something. And sometimes when a design happens and you don't have that expertise in the room, you are totally reliant on the designer to come up with a way to put it together.
But you, so under design bid build, you as a contractor might be asked to build something that you know from your expertise could be done in a better way.
Correct. Correct.
Design build strikes me as kind of saying to a contractor, solve the problem for us.
Yeah, and I think it brings the point of it is to bring the right people together with the right expertise so everyone's resolving problems and creating things in their own position, and they're bringing their best efforts forward for the team. It creates a lot more collaboration mm-hmm. between the group, and therefore things usually are done more efficiently, more cost effectively. It's usually a faster process.
Is design build how you have operated all along, or have you done it both ways?
It both ways. It's really up to an owner on how they want to procure the work. Mm-hmm. Different regions of the country use design build differently. The mainland, California, West Coast is pretty big on design build. Probably half of the projects there are design build. Hawaii still mostly uses the tradition of the traditional design bid build. Correct. Uh-huh. And is what we see the most. But some of the University of Hawaii, the state of Hawaii, are starting to come out with some design build projects. So it's slowly evolving here in Hawaii as well.
Your company is, I'm not sure if I'm using the right word, certified to be a design build operation, or how does that work?
It really is design build is usually selected based on qualifications of the company and the experience that you have in the design build process. Mm-hmm. So understanding design build, there's not necessarily a official certification. There's the DBIA, Design Build Institute of America, that kind of champions the standards, if you will, or best practices of how design build works. There's consultants out there as well that do the same thing. But as a company, basically to survive in the market that we're in, you have to offer an owner different ways to procure their job and different depending on how they want the involvement they want in the project.
Makes sense.
How fast they need it built. There's different, obviously, different characteristics of budget, time, depending on the type of project, which procurement method actually makes sense for that particular owner. So we have to be flexible as a large general contractor. You have to be flexible in the market when, up to a third of the projects out there might be design build.
Is there any way to quantify which one is more costly, which one is more... It takes longer. I know the data is probably all over the place.
Yeah, it comes down to the project. Obviously, if something needs to be done quickly, if there's a problem out there, or it's an industry that requires something that's built, speed is more important than money. Like building a casino, or building a data center, or maybe there's a bridge that collapsed that needs to be rebuilt.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes the speed of the construction and efficiency of that is more important than cost. However, there's studies that show design build, initially maybe there's a little bit more cost, but at the end of the day, because the contractor and the designer are one team, the involvement of cost throughout the project at the end of the day might be comparable.
In just that hypothetical that you just mentioned, a bridge that had collapsed and needed to be built, would design build be preferable in a situation like that? Needed to replace something that you needed right away?
Yeah, because it's fairly definable on what's needed. And for a contractor and a designer to come in and work together as one team, working together to build the most efficient, contractor can bring to the table what materials are readily available, what's the fastest process to put the bridge in place or to erect the bridge. All those expertises can come together in a design build fashion. The collaboration with the owner group and the stakeholders in the project through the best practices of design build promote that teamwork that makes the job more efficient and likely gets the job done faster, because the drawings don't necessarily have to be 100% complete. You can start construction. There's a lot of benefits to it than traditional waiting for the design, waiting for approvals, going out to bid, that whole process. So,
has it worked out well for you, design build?
Yeah, I think a lot of owners are excited about design build. As long as they understand it and work collaboratively with the team, I think they get pretty excited about it, because it's something that if they have a project that sometimes takes them 5, 7, 9 years to get from thought to getting it done, it's exciting for them that they can get it done a lot faster. And in an investment environment, they can start capitalizing on getting their money back. So it's a alternative process that works in certain environments.
Tom Diersbach is the Vice President of Hensel Phelps Construction.